I, the great divine director, stand in the center of Washington, D.C. with the goddess of liberty on my right and the goddess of freedom on my left. And I anchor a flame of freedom and eternality for the liberation of souls here and everywhere upon earth. Dearest ones, the divine plan of this nation must be realized. How will it be realized? You ask. Through each one who stands firm in their resolve. On behalf of the Lord God, to affirm and reaffirm the way, the truth, and the life in the same context in which Jesus the Christ did, in which Gautama the Buddha also manifests. You can choose to enter into greater God connectedness, greater oneness, and thereby facilitate through your life, through your life essence, the exaltation of the divine in this realm and the beatification within the realms in which you work, of the eternal and of love fully present in the midst. The divine blueprint is a matrix of perfection, is a guideline with its schedules, its orientation, its geometry, and the higher sciences of light, prescripted and proscribed within it. Each of you is a player within the greater context of the mandala and the antakarana of light, through which this blueprint is realized. When you play your part majestically, adroitly, with great conscious awareness and an understanding of the dynamism of the spirit that can be outplayed through your virtuous life. The plan is highlighted, the angels intercede, and divine beings are working side by side with you toward this holy purpose of bringing the kingdom of God tangibly upon earth. Now, as the Goddess of Liberty stands with her arm raised, holding that torch of eternal freedom, and as the Goddess of Justice, through the Goddess of Freedom, anchors her light to here, there is an action, a double action, the feminine ray manifests through their strong presence in this city for the amplification of all that is God good and for the transmutation of all that does not serve humanity any longer. of the old ways and the dichotomies of living outside of the circle of God identity. You, dearest ones, hear your voices upraised, your hearts on fire, and your actionable gestures, movements, and works can be for us conclusive in the realization of the principles and values of eternal freedom within your lives through your holy examples. One this day has shared with David that prayer must involve action. Yes, dearest ones, we are all masters of action. Else our faith would fly in the faith of truth if it were left unrealized through work. Why you even have in your scriptures that faith without works is dead. Therefore, be up and doing daily on behalf of the Lord God in some way, demonstrating, if you must, the principles and values of truth, honesty, integrity, and justice. Be there for others at their call, with a meal, a helping hand, or support as the Lord inspires upon you to so engage. If you only pray in your closet or in your home without in some way getting involved in community service, or service of some kind, heart to heart, with your hands moving and your minds engaged, then, dearest ones, you are incomplete in your self-realization. Even Jesus stood within the temple and cast out the money changers. He took action all the way to Golgotha. And he was intrepid and fearless in his resolve to deliver the goods to humanity through his healing ministry, the laying on of hands, his communion with those who had been cast out of society, the humble, the meek, the lepers, the lame. Why, dearest ones, if you had followed his example unto now, there would be little else to do except to build a community of hearts, all givers to the nth degree, following in the Lord's footsteps. Yet many leave action to others, and therefore, their full biography is left in the ethers for others to fulfill through action, service, and holy works of light. Freedom comes with a cost, and many of you know the self-sacrifice of those who serve their country, both in the military and in other sacred media of light. Service the byword of the Great White Brotherhood. And being one's brother and sister's keeper, in the sense that you guard, guide, and protect them through both your prayers and being a shield of light for them physically, demonstrates that you have mastered the four quadrants of being, earth, air, fire, and water. That you are a whole person. That you have wed truth to action through your works and actions. Blessed ones, America was great in her beginnings, and though there has been compromise, and she is fragile in this hour of her history and realizing her full destiny within the light of freedom, justice, and liberty, yet there is opportunity for victory in the light, through the light, empowered by the light of God. And when you each act forthrightly, proactively, with the full fire of your being to make liberty, justice, and the divine American way realized through your lives in some humble and prophetic way, then, when your life is fulfilled, you can smile the smile of victory, and God will know that you have given your all. You have left nothing on the playing field to be sorry for or about. In the name of the living God, I am that I am. And by the power vested within me, I accelerate the atoms, cells, and electrons within your being now to a higher frequency. By a dispensation of grace of the Lords of Karma, provided to me by your calls and devotional prayers over a number of weeks, months, and even years. And, dearest ones, there is the stripping away from you, each one, if you choose to let it go. Unreality, guilt, shame, and a sense of lack or unworthiness. Burn through this substance. Remove it from their auric fields and from their body temples, O Lord. I cast it now into the sacred fire, and there is the step up of their vibration, their frequency, to a new Christic level of beingness by God's grace. As the Goddess of Liberty and the Goddess of Freedom, with the beloved twin Ray of Saint Germain with me now, work with you and your soul. There is the freeing of your soul from impositions of dark ones, false teachers, black magicians of past ages who have influenced you in ways subtle and not so subtle. Bind now these ties to the godless, the Nephilim, and those who are up to no good within this sphere that you call earth. Burn through, O sacred fire, the expand their awareness and allow them greater ability and agility to access God consciousness, solar awareness, and their own divine presence. O angels of the sacred fire, perform your cosmic surgery within their lives and within their auras now, and allow this clearance action to be fulfilled this night, even as each one retires and lays their head upon their pillow, asking to be taken to my retreat to receive further blessings, bestowals, and graces at the behest of the Lords of Life, the Lords of Form, the Lords of Individuality, and the Lords of Creation. Blessed ones, there is so much more that you can access, learn, and master within the retreats of the Great White Brotherhood when you make that call to attend our sessions, to receive our instruction, our training, to dialogue with us, and to then bring into physicality that which you receive from us as a blessing to humanity, for your conscious lives upon earth. Now the Goddess of Liberty addresses you and blesses you.